This cul-de-sac in southeastern Oklahoma City looks like any other. But inside this yellow house was a man with a secret. And one woman would unearth the truth.
A house of secrets and abuse.
This is my lover, and that's my wife. I said, what? I seen him kissing her. And I said, you know what? This is it.
Hey, true crime besties. Welcome back to an all-new episode of Serialously. Hey everybody, welcome back to an all new episode of Serialously with me, Annie Elise, here to break down another case that is going on right now in the true crime world. And this is one that honestly makes zero sense to me. I mean, it makes sense because it's unfortunately a similar case to ones we have talked about before, but what doesn't make sense to me is how parents and how humans can act this way. And you know what? I'm actually wearing my piece of merch that says Make It Make Sense, and it's pretty fitting for today's episode. So here's what I want to kind of do before we jump into the episode. I want to just say, I feel like usually we talk about cases where we know a little bit more about the people involved. But today's case, guys, it's not like that at all. Now, due to the sensitive nature of this story and to protect the victim's identity, the person charged in this case has never publicly been named. However, as we go through the court documents and also the allegations, you'll understand why that is. I also want to discuss this case with you guys because it has a much different ending than we normally hear in so many of the cases that we cover. And the victims in this case have spoken out in this anonymous style type of interview way because they want to tell their story. They want to tell what happened to them, what they were put through, and they want to raise awareness. So you're going to be hearing directly from them. So guys, let's just jump right into today's case. In August of 2023, the police in Oklahoma City received a very haunting tip. Now, this tip was about a man who lived in a very typical neighborhood in southeastern Oklahoma. From far away, the man's house looked completely and totally normal. It had dark orange brick, a pretty decent-sized yard, big, beautiful trees, and it was located in a cul-de-sac. Now, I do want to mention that there was a toilet in the front lawn, so it wasn't exactly a cookie-cutter, white picket-fenced type of home, but you get what I'm saying. But despite the toilet, this tip had nothing to do with the lawn, or that toilet, or the house. It was about what was going on inside that house that was the issue. See, the tip that the officers received was about a man that had introduced a female as his stepdaughter. But then later, this man was seen hugging and kissing this female. Again, his, quote, stepdaughter. Now, additionally, this tip that came in indicated that the man had numerous children, but none of the children could apparently read, write, or speak at an adult level. Police were also told that there were younger children living at the house as well, and these younger children were actually this man and this stepdaughter's children. And as if this couldn't get any weirder, any more creepy, any more complex, that stepdaughter slash mother figure was apparently a child herself. Yes, you heard me correctly. A man had multiple children with his, quote, minor stepdaughter. So the police had this tip, which was obviously jolting. I mean, they were pretty freaked out by this, and they knew that they needed to follow up on it. They needed to go and talk to this man. They needed to get to the bottom of it and see what the hell was going on here. So one day, police officers approached the front door of this seemingly normal-looking house. They knocked, and the man answered. So police spoke with this man, with his wife, and with their four children, who were all adults. They all acted very confused, like they had no idea what these officers were even talking about. There is a mistake here. We're adults. We're a normal family. We're fine. And not only that, but they said that there weren't even any younger children at all living in the house to begin with. So there really wasn't much that the police could do here. As disturbing as this tip was, police followed up on it, and it didn't pan out. Everything checked out. It was a normal family. It was adult children, nothing like what this person who called in this tip claimed to have seen. So maybe somebody got the information wrong. Maybe the person who gave this tip was mistaken in the first place. Maybe they didn't see the stepdaughter and this man kissing, and he had just been kissing his wife all along. But not so fast. So let's talk a little bit about who this person was that originally called in this tip to the police that was so concerned with, you know, such unsettling information. This person that called the tip in was a woman named Doris Cole. And after the police went to this house and looked into everything and found that everything was normal, everything seemed fine, they told Doris, they're like, no, we followed up on this. Everything was fine. We talked to the family. Nothing was out of the ordinary. There wasn't much we could do, so it's not panning out. End of story. But Doris was absolutely certain about what she had seen, and she wasn't going to stop until she could prove to the police that she was telling them the truth. Something was wrong with this house. Something was wrong with this man and with this family. So talking a little bit more about Doris and who she is. Doris Cole is a business owner in Oklahoma City. Now, she had initially met this man back in 2017 when she was hiring him as a contractor to paint some walls and ceilings for several of her different businesses. She worked with him on and off, as a matter of fact, until about 2021, so about 4 years. But not long after starting to work for Doris, apparently this man started bringing two of his teenage daughters to work with him all of the time. And Doris said that she noticed that, quote, they all looked crazy every single day. The clothing that they were wearing was in terrible condition. They apparently smelled really bad. And the van that this man was driving and drove to work, it looked like it was packed with clothes, packed with food. Definitely didn't seem like a normal vehicle that somebody is driving to and from work. Now, Doris also noticed that the teenage girl's speech was really bad when she first met them, even thinking that maybe they had an accent because their speech seemed so out of the norm, seemed so, you know, troublesome. They also apparently could not read or write. So she asked this man several times, maybe the girls are homeschooled, are you homeschooling them? But she never got a straight answer. This all gave Doris a very bad feeling. She knew something wasn't right here. And she said she felt like she was going insane during this time because she was seeing all of these red flags, but there was nothing that she could really do about it. Then one day, she met the man's stepdaughter. She met her in one of Doris's buildings that the man was apparently working in. She met her in the hallway, and the first thing that Doris noticed was her appearance. And she thought to herself, wow, that girl looks really young. In fact, she looks like she just had a child. So Doris, she's doing the math. She's putting the math together, realizing it is not adding up. It isn't making any sense. At first, she was thinking like, okay, maybe those kids are hers and his. But then she started asking even more questions. And because of this line of questioning, because she was trying to get more information, suddenly the family became very distant. And then one day, she never saw them again. This was for 2 years. Then sometime in 2023, when the man decided to come back around, he came to Doris and he said he was looking for work. So Doris, she agreed to help him. I mean, sure, she could use the help, of course, with her businesses, but she also never got over that feeling of worrisome that she had and never got over that feeling of like questioning what the truth was, what was really going on here. Knowing something wasn't quite right. She even made a point in this moment to say to herself, you know what, I'm going to get to the bottom of it this time. I'm going to figure out what is truly going on, and this time, this man is not getting away. Interestingly, though, this time around, as he's re-entering Doris's life, the man had a completely different story than what he had previously told her. He said, look, okay, this isn't my daughter. This is my lover, my wife, all while he was pointing to the young girl. And Doris later said that she saw them kissing, saw them hugging, and she finally said to herself, you know what, I'm done, something's weird, I'm calling the police. So that is when the tip came in, and that's when the police first came to the family's home and began interviewing them. And Doris was worried that when the police went out there and when the police would start talking to him, that maybe the man would get spooked, maybe he would disappear or run off with these people, with this daughter, with these kids, similar to what he had done just 2 years before when she was asking him all of those questions. And she definitely didn't want to let him get away now. She didn't know exactly what their living situation was, but she knew that the man and his family lived somewhere, not in their van, not on the street, but she didn't know much more than that. She didn't know the specific location. So to make sure that he didn't disappear, didn't get spooked, didn't run, Doris offered to let the man and his family stay at one of her homes so that she could keep a closer eye on them. Now, little did this man know that now Doris was working with the police. She was watching them, waiting, and telling the police everything she saw and every detail that she could. And what was about to be exposed was going to be far more sinister than any of them could have imagined. And we're going to get into all of that, guys, after we take a quick break to hear from our sponsors of today's episode. So lately, I've kind of gotten into this new routine, guys, where every single night I journal. I write like the three top takeaways of the day and then the three things that I wish that I could improve on. And it's really helped me just balance my life a little bit more. And I feel like it's a small action and it's made a big difference in my life. And sometimes small actions can have big benefits. I think we all know that. For example, how taking care of your gut can support whole body health. Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic benefits your gut, skin, and heart health in just two little capsules a day. I personally take Seed every single morning when I wake up now as part of my everyday routine so that I can make sure that my day starts off right. Your gut is a central hub for various pathways through the body, and a healthy gut means benefits for digestion, skin health, heart health, your immune system, and so much more. So I've also noticed a huge difference in my skin, in just like my overall feel, my digestion, everything. It has like made such a difference for me. And with new clinical trials and breakthrough research published in top scientific journals, Seed's probiotic research, development, and innovation programs make DS01 a product that you know you can trust. So their rigorous scientific testing reassures me of what I'm putting into my body. Trust your gut with Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic. Go to seed.com/AE and use code 25AE to get 25% off your first month. That's 25% off your first month of Seed's DS01 Daily Symbiotic at seed.com/AE code 25AE. All right, guys, I want you just to imagine for a second, close your eyes and imagine upgrading your closet, upgrading your wardrobe, all with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices. Sounds great, right? Well, I'm telling you, Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a huge range of high quality items that are priced within reach. They have 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and get this, they also have timeless 14 karat gold jewelry. Now, the best part is all of Quince's items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. See, by partnering directly with these top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman, and then they pass the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, which is so important to me. They also only use premium fabrics and finishes, so I just love that. I have gotten so many cashmere items, including blankets, robes, sweaters, so many cashmere items from them. I also am obsessed with Quince's bamboo bed sheets. They literally feel like slick, silk, lightweight. They are amazing, and I've gotten all of my friends and family hooked on Quince too. My friends will actually do these huge hauls where they'll buy so much stuff and then they'll send me a video of them unboxing it. I mean, we are all obsessed with Quince. So indulge in affordable luxury and go to quince.com/AE for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/AE to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/AE. Okay, so just to recap, police had first interviewed the family back in August of 2023. And then after that, they were continuing their investigation with Doris's help. And now there was a lot of suspicion that there were, in fact, minor children involved in this family. And that the reason that maybe they hadn't seen them when they had gone to do that first follow-up after receiving the tip was because the children were hidden all along. So now Doris is watching the family, the police are watching the family, the police are talking to the neighbors, and all of their spidey senses are going up thinking, yes, there are in fact minor children. We are confident about this. We need to go and check out this house one more time. We need to see what is truly going on here. So fast forward 1 month after first interviewing the family, and on September 21st, 2023, after speaking with Doris, after speaking with the neighbors, all of these things, the police surrounded the house again. But this time, the man wasn't there. So the police reached back out to Doris to see if she knew where he could be, see if she could help. And sure enough, she had the answer. So this time, police responded to this location, and they were able to enter the home. And upon further investigation, much of which is still being uncovered to this day, what they found was horrifying. It was unnerving, it was foul, and quite literally, it was against the laws of nature. Inside that house, police discovered 5 children, all under 18 years old. They were unbathed, they were completely unkept, and they had severe, severe dental problems, all of them. There was also nowhere for the children to sleep other than one singular, heavily soiled mattress that was on the floor. And heavily soiled, guys, is a direct quote from the court documents. None of these children had also ever been to a doctor. They actually weren't allowed to go anywhere else alone but be in that house. They weren't ever allowed outside. So in total, let me just kind of break this down for you guys again, because I know we kind of went through the beginning with like the lover, the wife, the stepdaughter. It gets confusing because of all of the lies that were told. But in total, you have the man, you have his real wife, you have their 3 biological children, you have this quote stepdaughter, and then you have 5 younger kids. So 9 children, adults and minors, all living in this house and under the control of this man. 11 people in total, with 9 children hidden. And nobody was allowed to leave this house without the man's permission. According to the court documents, the minor children were evaluated by a forensic interviewer, but 2 of the children were nonverbal and could not communicate. However, the other 3 children were interviewed. Now, guys, the horrifying details that came out of this interview, it's heartbreaking, but it's also kind of one of those moments where you're like, thank God. Thank God these children were interviewed by a professional and they were able to get this information, because had this information not come out, this story, this case may have a very different ending. So in an interview with one of the children, she had said that the man had touched her chest, quote, because he's a doctor. She also said that he touched her, quote, privacy, which was then described as her vaginal area. She also said that he touched the other children in this same way whenever he would, quote, check on them, almost as like this way of playing doctor, fake doctor with your kids, with these minors, touching them pervertedly. It is so sick. The man's wife was also interviewed, but she was interviewed by detectives, and she admitted that the stepdaughter, and I say stepdaughter loosely in quotes, was she and her husband's biological daughter. She also admitted that her, quote, stepdaughter was the biological mother to the 5 minor children. And the man, her husband, was the children's biological father. Meaning that this freaking creep had sex with his own daughter, fathered 5 children with her, and then abused those children as well. His kids slash grandkids slash, I mean, like, it makes your mind reel. It is so disgusting. And as if that couldn't even get any worse, his daughter had her first child that was fathered by him, her own dad, when she was just 12 years old. This guy is a predator and a pedophile in every single definition of the word. He is so beyond sick and just, it makes me want to vomit. Now, the court documents show that when the man was interviewed by detectives, he admitted that the children were he and his stepdaughters. He also told investigators that the children had never been to the doctor, they were all home-birthed, and they never had a medical professional there. They also never went to school, they never were homeschooled in any sort of way, nothing. Just born into seclusion, into abuse, and never given any sort of resources, any sort of health care, nothing, nothing. They were just used as accessories for his sick perversions. It is so beyond disgusting. So of course the man and his wife were arrested, right? Now initially the man was charged with 2 counts of sexual abuse of a child and 5 counts of child neglect. But his charges were later upgraded to include incest, which, duh, and again, thank God these children spoke up. His wife is also facing several charges of enabling sexual abuse of a child neglect, and child abuse.
Evan, Jess, right now we can tell you that suspect and his wife are both locked up tonight here at the Oklahoma County Jail. The father accused of multiple counts of child abuse and sex charges. The wife is accused of allowing this abuse to go on for years. Inside this Southeast OKC home, court documents detail just some of the abuse a man inflicted on his children. Detectives say they found five children, all under the age of 18, all of them with, quote, poor hygiene, foul odor, and lack of dental care. According to court documents, two of the children were nonverbal and could not communicate. Other children told police that they were touched inappropriately. Court documents say a business owner who the suspect worked for contacted police back in August after she grew concerned the suspect would clean her business. She told police that he brought a woman who he identified as his stepdaughter to help, but the owner witnessed them, quote, hugging and kissing, so she called police. According to court documents, that tip led to the discovery at the home. The suspect admitted to investigators that the young children are all his and his stepdaughter's. She would have just been 12 years old when she first gave birth. He also said, quote, the children had never been to the doctor and were all home birthed without a medical professional present.
After the news of the parents' arrests, neighbors and family, they all came out and were speaking out, and they were horrified and disgusted.
We always thought something was going on in there.
We spoke with a neighbor reacting to the discovery.
It hurts me because I got to see the young ones. They never left the house only with him.
Evan and Jess, I've been going through these court documents all day long and really looking into the couple's past, including other states that they've lived in. Now, the more we've dug into this and into their past, the more intense those details get, and the web they've created is disturbing. Court documents say a couple who lived in this home in Oklahoma City lived there with multiple adult children and five minor children. Court documents claimed the parents of the minor children were the homeowner and not his wife, but his stepdaughter. Now OKC police told KOCO this afternoon that woman may not be a stepdaughter, but could be the man's biological daughter, and they're waiting on DNA tests. If those tests show the man and young woman are in fact father and daughter, the man can be charged with incest. Neighbors say they had suspicions about the relationships and what was going on in the home.
We never got to see anything until that day that I saw that dad kissing the oldest daughter. I went inside and I told my daughter, I saw that dad kissing the daughter. So I told you, Mom. I've been telling you, Mom.
Right now, the dad sits behind bars and faces two charges of sexual abuse and five counts of child neglect. Those two charges of abuse, according to officials, are because the mother of the children gave birth to her first child at just 12 years old and the second at 13. Sky 5 flew over the house today, where you can see toys in the backyard. Neighbors say the father was strict and the kids needed his permission to ever come outside.
The kids didn't go to school or anything like that, so they would come out and play sometimes late, like 10, 11, sometimes.
Documents also say the children had, quote, poor hygiene, foul odor, and lack of dental care.
They were smelly all the time, like really bad.
The man's wife is also behind bars facing multiple charges for enabling that neglect and sexual abuse.
Now, this is a really complex case with a lot of people involved. KOCO will not be naming those suspects or any of the adults involved in this case in order to protect the victims and, of course, those minor children. Now, we did reach out to DHS today for a statement, and they did not have one, but these documents do say that all five of those minor children have been taken into DHS custody.
Now, this nightmare, it was only just beginning, and it wasn't anywhere near being over yet, because the children were about to speak. And we're gonna get to that in just a quick minute after we hear from the final sponsor of today's episode. I have a question for you. Do you ever have trouble sleeping? Or do you like wake up in the middle of the night randomly, but then you can't fall back asleep because your mind is racing, it's going a million miles a minute, and you just kind of have this like gross morning the next day where you're groggy and you're tired and you didn't get good sleep? That used to happen to me all the time. But about a year ago, my husband introduced me to Beam Dream Tea, and guys, It has changed my life. I drink it about 30 minutes before I want to fall asleep and be asleep, and it's like this nice little dessert treat right before bed. And even though it tastes like dessert, it's only 15 calories and 0 grams of sugar. They have so many amazing flavors too. They have chocolate peanut butter, cinnamon cocoa, sea salt caramel, which is my personal fave because it tastes like hot chocolate. But it's so good because it puts you to sleep, you don't wake up groggy, you feel refreshed. It's also stopped all of my middle of the night wake ups where I'm having a hard time going back to sleep. Better sleep has never, ever tasted better. And today, my listeners get a special discount on Beam's Dream Powder. They're science-backed, healthy hot cocoa for sleep with no added sugar. And guys, the numbers don't lie. In a clinical study, 93% of participants reported Dream helped them sleep better. And like my husband got me hooked on it, I have gotten my brother hooked on it, my sister, my sister-in-law, my mom, so many of you listeners. It is so good. So if you want to try Beam's best-selling Dream Powder, get up to 40% off for a limited time when you go to shopbeam.com/AnnieElise and use code AnnieElise at checkout. That's shopbeam.com/AnnieElise and use code AnnieElise for up to 40% off. All right, guys, for those of you who have been waiting for it, we have the giveaway winners from last week's episode where we did a giveaway. You had to decode a secret word in the episode, and then we were giving 5 winners a big chunk of change, a chunk of cash, and let's break it down. So we did get a total of 371 entries, and then 71 people guessed the secret code word. So the code word was smoking gun, and it was a word that you had to decode from the phrase, and I'm going to play for you where in the episode it was so that you know for future episodes and future giveaways how we do these little puzzle things. So take a listen. With them at both bars where they had been drinking the night that John died, and inside the house that Karen allegedly dropped John off to. She made one kiss. It's nobody's guess, guaranteed, until now. Prosecutor said that Karen was involved in a, quote, romantic entanglement with Brian. So the 5 winners out of the 71 people who did guess smoking gun were Vicky Heike, Charity Nicolette, Brittany Underhill, Hannah Jersten, and Kristen McKay. So congratulations, guys. We will be emailing you individually so that you can claim your prize. And stay tuned, everybody, because we definitely are going to be doing more giveaways in the very near future. So now you have this man and his wife, this creep and this enabling creep, arrested, finally, behind bars. They're charged. People are talking. Everybody is calling them out for who they are. But here's what I want to mention. First and foremost, before we get into the children's interviews, one of the reasons that I wanted to cover this case is because it's not often that we hear from the victims. We don't ever really hear from victims who have been rescued from situations like this one. To go through severe neglect, social isolation, and sexual abuse on top of all of that, all at the hands of your own parents, and then to come out of it on the other side and choose to see positivity in the world. I mean, it's absolutely remarkable and truly inspiring. I mean, the level of bravery I can't even imagine for minor children at that. So I want to play the children's interviews that they did with a local Oklahoma City news station because I want you to be able to hear from them what their story is. Let them tell their story.
A house of secrets and abuse. In August, Oklahoma City police got a tip that a man had multiple children with his stepdaughter. That report would unravel a family and shake an entire community. Thank you for joining us here. I'm Jessica Shambaugh.
I'm Evan Onstott. Tonight we are hearing for the first time from the adult children on life behind those closed doors.
A family of 11 lived here, mom, dad, and 9 children, hidden away from the world.
They never left the house only with him.
The children had never been to school, the doctors, or even a movie theater, all to conceal a secret they never knew was wrong, their dad's relationship with their stepsister.
Did you know that the younger kids were your dad's kids too?
That I already knew about. I never knew that it was anything wrong with it.
We just grew up like if it was normal to us.
At 12 years old, their oldest sister had her first baby with their dad, according to court documents. She gave birth to 4 more inside this home. KOCO sat down with 3 of the siblings who wanted to share their story.
So when she had her first baby, you were just little.
Yeah, I think I was 7 or 8.
Did you ever question why you guys weren't allowed to leave the house more?
Not too much, because Dad always said that he didn't want us to get hurt, or because he protected us because of people that are outside. He tried to homeschool us, and then it went from trying to not doing.
What was the feeling inside of your house?
I was hurt because my dad took forever to come.
The adult kids were left alone with their secret siblings, waiting for their dad to face up to the crime.
Both see her also as a victim. Do you see that too?
Now, yes.
You don't think she should be arrested?
No.
No, I never thought that Dad would touch us or say anything sexual to us, so I never worried about it. I can't hate them because he is a strong one. I could only forgive them. I could only forgive my dad. And I could leave the rest of it into God's hands.
Today, the adult kids still live in Doris's home and work for her. They're now enrolled in school.
I'm doing bad on my reading, so I read a book yesterday.
Have their first IDs, are learning how to drive, and working to get their sister's children back to her from state custody.
Now, looking back, do you feel grateful that Doris intervened?
Yes, because she was helping us out.
I mean, that was all pretty heavy to hear, I'm sure. I know it was for me when I first heard it. And one of the things that stuck out to me the most in these interviews is when they talk about the fact how they thought that this was completely normal. They thought that their sister having children with their dad was completely, absolutely normal, which makes sense because how would you ever know otherwise? If you're born into this environment, you aren't watching TV, you aren't seeing other relationships, you aren't talking to friends at school. How would you ever know that that isn't what normal human nature, human life is all about, what existence is all about? It's just so scary when you think that someone can weaponize just all of these things against someone in such a way to where, like, they're so calculated and they literally form thoughts for these children at such a young age to where they're able to completely manually manipulate the way that the children see the world, the way they see it, the way they believe it to be true. It is such an incredible responsibility, and it's also just like it's such a high level of power to be able to do that, and like these people are just abusing that power and manipulating it for their own gain. It is truly revolting. It really, really is. Now listen to Doris's reaction about this whole thing once police finally got to the bottom of it, once everybody was interviewed, and when the truth was out there. Listen to what Doris had to say.
It just took someone paying attention. And believe it or not, he was telling on himself every single day. No one listened.
I was looking for someone to paint the ceilings, and he answered the ad.
Doris Cole hired the father in 2017 as a contractor. She was opening several businesses at 10th and May.
They looked really crazy every day. The clothes, from the clothes that they wore, from the smell.
He started taking two of his teenage daughters to work, and Doris picked up on something she couldn't let go.
They couldn't read, they couldn't write, and the speech was really bad. When I first met her, I thought she had an accent.
She would question the family's homeschooling, the father's persistent phone alerts, and the van packed full of food and clothing. But there was nothing overtly wrong.
Every day it was driving me insane because nothing I could do about it. It was nothing I had to tell the cops.
Until she met the stepdaughter.
The first time I met her was in the hallway. And I said, man, that girl looked like she just had a child. She was young. And he was looking at her as if she was some sort of candy. I started putting stuff together. I said, okay, maybe those kids are hers and his.
The family became distant. Doris believes it was because she was asking too many questions. But they came back 2 years later looking for work.
Now this time I said, okay, I'm not letting this guy get away until I figure out what's going on.
And this time the father told her the truth.
He said, well, this is not my daughter. Just one of the kids. This is my lover, and that's my wife. I said, what? I seen him kissing her. And I said, you know what? This is it. I called the police.
Detectives began interviewing the family. Worried he would take them and run, Doris let them stay in one of her homes as she worked with police without the family knowing. And on September 21st, police surrounded the home, but Dad wasn't there.
They'd asked me if I knew where he was, and I said, well, he's at his other house. He said he was coming back. And so I called him, and I said, hey, you know, the police are at the house. He's like, did they see the kid? I'm amazed. At the same time, amazed and shocked that I'm looking at this entire family I've never seen before. I've seen bits and pieces. And the condition that the little ones were in. I never imagined.
Court documents reveal the kids had poor hygiene, foul odor, lack of dental care, and were sleeping on one heavily soiled mattress on the floor. Investigators say two of the children were nonverbal. After 3 hours, Dad finally showed up.
I stood there on the porch. I didn't get to see his face up front, but I saw him from the porch. That was one of the most satisfying days probably in my life, to watch him go get in the police car.
All right, take a seat for me.
Both mom and dad were arrested. The father's charged with 3 counts of sexual abuse of a child, 5 counts of child neglect, and 3 counts of child abuse. His wife is charged with multiple charges for enabling neglect and sexual abuse.
How did you watch that? How did you hold your daughter's hand while she's having a baby by your husband? You have a 26-year-old that can't read, can't write. How does she teach her kids that can't read or write how to write? It's just hard because I was the one that did it. But I'm also the one that's taking care of it.
Now, Doris hopes the community can wrap around this family and lift them up as they navigate life for the very first time.
So I'm hoping that that if there's anybody that wants to help, that is a genuine help. I mean, they've already been lied to and hurt their entire lives. So I'm hoping that their journey in this world and the people that run into them would remember that.
Reporting, Kylie Thomas, KOCO 5 News.
I just gotta say, Doris is a mother effing hero. Can you imagine had she not come forward? And it would have been so easy for her once he fled the first time around to just wash her hands of it, to just not let him back around because she thought he was creepy, not do her due diligence, not follow up on anything. Once she did call the police and they told her, look, the family is normal, there's nothing more we can do, everything checked out, it also could have been so easy for her in that moment to walk away once again and be like, guess I was seeing things. Guess I was hyper paranoid and I need to calm down. I need to quit watching Dateline or I need to quit listening to Annie. But she didn't. There were so many checkpoints along the way in which she could have just done the easy thing, turned the other cheek, walked away, let it go, and she didn't. And because she was like a freaking dog with a bone with this guy and followed up on everything, helped, you know, monitor his movements, ask the questions, she literally saved multiple people's lives. It is so unbelievable when you really think about it. And it sounds so cliche, guys, but I'm gonna say it. It's just such a glaring reminder for all of us. If you see something, say something, and always trust your gut. If you're feeling like something ain't landing, something doesn't smell right here, keep looking at it. I mean, within reason. I'm not trying to like throw you off the rails, but like, there's a reason that our intuition, no offense men, but especially as females, there's a reason that our intuition is usually so spot on. So I think hearing what this case was all about and hearing Doris's perspective of all of it and just how many times she kept following up, I think it's inspiring, of course, but I also think it just serves as such a good reminder for all of us. Trust your instincts. If something isn't feeling right, there's a chance that it's not right. So the man and his wife are currently in jail, with their cases moving through the court system, probably slow because we know that the court system likes to move at a glacial pace, but at least they are locked up. At least these children can go on to live somewhat normal lives and begin to repair and undo what they were taught. And luckily, they got out of the grasp of this monster's hands before it was too late. Or, God forbid, before they fathered more children, or he fathered more children. I mean, it's just, again, we very rarely hear an ending like this. And it just, although they went through the ringer, I'm just so happy that they are still alive and that these monsters have been identified and called out for what, not even who, what they are. That is the right description. So I will definitely keep you updated, as I'm sure more information will come out, but I definitely wanted to jump on here and share this case with you. All right, guys, and don't forget to snag all of those amazing deals. I have all of the links, all of the codes for you in the show notes below. Get them while they're hot. Get them before they're gone. As a reminder, I'm back on the mic every Thursday. Aside from just these big Deep Dive Monday episodes, every Thursday I do a full recap of other cases happening that week in the true crime world, case updates, breaking new cases, mini deep dives on cases. So Mondays and Thursdays, those are your days to hear brand new content from me. And if you feel like you need an extra little true crime fix because you've exhausted all your options and you need more, you can also get ad-free bonus episodes every single Friday. And you can get those by signing up over on my Patreon, which I will leave the link in the show notes below, or you can do it directly through Apple Podcast. All right, guys, thanks again for tuning in to another episode of Serialistly with me today. And until the next time, be nice and don't kill people. All right, guys, bye.